Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the last 10 hours or so, they have been voting on whether Ireland will be entering into the European Union. They have not allowed any nations to vote on it except for France and one other in 2006, and they rejected the European Union's constitution expanding and destroying what little sovereignty was left in the European Union member states. England has not been allowed to vote on entering into the euro, though they were promised they could. So the politicians, the criminals that run 10 Downing Street and the parliament over there brought in a judicial constitution, which partially brought England under the control of the European Union. And in the last few years, 81%, according to the Times of London and others in their analysis, 80+% 81 to be exact, percent of the laws, new laws in England, have been European Union regulations. And they are how far a bus can drive before the driver has to rest, 25 miles. They calculated out to kilometers, it's more. Whether or not you can have a dog in your bed and breakfast or hotel, dogs are banned. I mean, just every form of micromanagement you can imagine, what type of trash bin you can have, how your children are educated, what type of speech you are allowed to have, attacks on free speech. A bunch of countries in Europe are restricting free speech. It all started with, quote, Holocaust denial, which people said, oh, that sounds reasonable, and now what you can't criticize the government. I mean, there's just hundreds of things that are happening. It's so amazing as this iron curtain of tyranny lowers down around Europe and then covertly shoots out tentacles to drag Ireland and the United Kingdom into the midst of this liberty-destroying system. We have We Are Change Ireland joining us coming up in a couple hours. By then, we will know basically the preliminaries on whether or not Ireland has fallen to the European Union after fighting for so many centuries for some modicum of independence. And we'll open the phones up today to have a discussion about the European Union, about globalization, about the New World Order, about the Bilderberg Group. We're going to have open phones in all 4 hours today, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up in an hour and a half, we have some guests coming on to discuss the attack on the Internet, the multi-pronged operation to bring the web down, the free web as we know it. This is not being said by Alex Jones, though I've been saying it for about 6-7 years since I learned of their plan. This is now being admitted by mainstream news. So very, very serious. We'll be covering that as well. I just learned this morning some good news. And I want Kurt Nimmo. I want Paul Watson. I want Steve Watson. I want Aaron Dykes, our four great writers here, to do stories on this. And I want to list the websites like Hot Air and others that lied viciously and said that we were liars. I want apologies from them immediately. And, of course, we won't get those. They know they're liars and the scores of neocon, fake conservative, pro-New World Order sites. But we have to point out to everyone that, again, they were wrong. They were liars. Remember the Marine going, oh, nice little puppy, cute little puppy, and then throwing it off the cliff. They lied and said it was a toy dog. They lied and said that, well, look, its feet are held up to its belly. That's fake. No, that's what a puppy does when you pick it up. Well, the Marine admits he did it, and they admit it was a dog, and they killed it. And you can put that in your pipe and smoke it, you lying scumbag filth. It's not enough that you say torturing children to death is okay in the camps. Now you lie and say killing dogs didn't happen.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I am extremely frustrated. I listen to a lot of talk radio in the morning. I listen to it in the evening. I listen to it when I'm driving around in town doing errands and traffic. And the big topic, you know, for years, the main topic, the number one topic we hear about is the war and all the disinfo of the fake conservatives there trying to tie their criminal war to patriotism or the United States, when really it's destroying our name and our honor and our currency, our debt. One of the other big subjects is immigration, where they act like they want to control the borders and defend it. Then they bait and switch and sell Republican candidates as if they're good, as if they were ever good. And they prop up the entire left-right paradigm. But the last month, all I hear them talk about, and of course I tried to call into a local show yesterday, they immediately recognized my voice, even though I used a fake name, and they said, Alex, you're not going on the air. And I said, listen, I just want to say my name's Bob, and I've been 40 minutes stuck in traffic, and I'm sitting here listening to your host ask why the gas prices are so high, and I'm listening to the callers say that the oil companies are doing it all and that they're behind it, and I just want to tell you that it's inflation, that the dollar has been devalued, the fiat currency's been devalued, and they just said, nope. Not going to have you on. And I said, well, has anybody else called in with this point of view? And they said, no. And it was, and then the guy just laughed at me and said, push your conspiracy theory somewhere else. So I want to warn people. I mean, I know a lot of sardonic individuals get pleasure out of the fact that the public are like blind men leading the blind. Deaf, dumb, and blind. I mean, unable to basically know any facts. I was listening to Neil Bortz this morning because he's on News Radio 590 KLBJ. It was the same station I'm on. So I'm driving into the office. I get ready at home, and I'm listening to it again, caller after caller about oil, and none of them know what they're talking about. The host doesn't know what he's talking about. It is an absolute fact that the vast majority of the increase in price in the United States, 70%+, is the devaluation of the dollar. And then the dollar is, the oil is denominated in the dollar. It is still denominated in most countries, not in Venezuela now. And so you have people globally are having to dump their currencies that are worth more, buy cheap dollars, and then still go buy the oil in that lowering currency. And then that drives added speculation as people scramble, and then that drives it up even more. And I just want to warn people. That's why I want more AM and FM stations. That's why I want people to tell folks about InfoWars.com and the free podcast of the show every day that we serve out at the end of the show so you can listen how you want, where you want, when you want. That's why I want people to listen to the live show on shortwave, AM and FM, satellite, internet. I mean, I really want to warn people. I want to tell them that, hey, sodium fluoride, if you drink it for even 5 years, will give you on average in hundreds of government studies and university studies a 20-point IQ reduction. I mean, there's a reason the public's so stupid. There's a reason those of us that can still think somewhat rationally, who are what you'd call average, would have been geniuses. And I've got government studies on that. You feel like you're looking through a fog. You feel like you have moments of clarity and then don't. You are under fluoride poisoning. And that's only one of their eugenics operations. And I know I mention that every day because we have a limited audience. It's tens of millions in the aggregate, millions tuning in every day. But that isn't enough in a world of 6.5 billion people. If you want to get technical, the last global census, which came out a few years ago, because they have the global census every 3 on average, but they have the major global census every 10, showed that we were 6,340-something million. I'll assure you it's 6.5 billion now, 3 years later. They're due for a new one. But that doesn't matter. The point is I desperately want to warn people. That is my basic instinct, is to warn my fellow man, because at an instinctive level, I understand, I see everybody as fellow members of my tribe, fellow humans. We have this criminal tribe of New World Order people that understand the knowledge of controlling populations and basic behavioral psychology, and they're using it against us. The public isn't aware they're under psychological warfare attack, much less eugenics attack, much less what eugenics even means. And I'm just here with horror every day, and I'm so frustrated. So I want people to call in to the local talk shows. There's really only 2 local talk stations in Austin. You can figure out which ones they are. But do it in your town. Do it everywhere. And just call in and say, when they're talking about gas prices, no one's talking about the real reason this is happening. And then you tell them it's the devalued dollar. And then say, the reason this is important is, if you just wring your hands and blame the environmentalists and blame the oil companies, you're never going to have a real complaint. You're never going to know the real problem to ever fix it. It is, again, I am so frustrated. And then I got mad and flipped to another station. I tried to call a San Antonio station. The phone was busy. I waited, went in the house, got back from traffic. I tried to call in, and the call screener, they must have been told everywhere not to have anybody on that talks about the dollar, because they said, thank you for your point, but we're moving on to another topic now. And then they didn't. They kept talking about oil for another hour. I guess it's impossible to talk about it. I guess you just can't get it out. This country is dedicated to being idiots, dedicated to not knowing what's going on. This is all over the foreign papers. OPEC has been saying this for 2 years. This is absolutely admitted in congressional studies and energy studies. This is in the Department of Energy, Department of Labor. It's all admitted, Department of Transportation. But outside of academia and outside of energy policy, Literally no one knows this except for my audience. Oh, God. We live in a nation of total and complete denial. Just like on the subject of torture. They come out. CBS gets leaked by the military. 30-something photos. They are of the least violent stuff. They are as bad as it was. People being beaten. A few people dead. Dogs biting people. People being sewed up without anesthesia. Men being forced to engage in homosexual acts with each other. The Army report said raping women in front of their husbands. Raping people with large objects dripping with acid. Yes, this isn't from the movie Saw or Hostel. This is what the U.S. is now known for. So they knew that was already coming out in the European press. And so they strategically released those 30-something photos when there's over 1,000 from the one camp and hundreds of videos that members of Congress were allowed to see where families are brought in and bull-whipped, their children tortured. And again, we had the White House saying, you take pliers and you rip a 2-year-old's genitals off in front of their parents. And then you got John Yoo at the CFR being asked, is it okay, as you said, the president's allowed, if he says it, it's legal, like Nixon said, you know, the Fuhrer precept, the leader is the law, is it okay to torture a child sexually with pliers? And John Yoo said yes. And he's defended that, and he's a top law professor. Do you think any of you are safe when they've created giant cadres of individuals that will rape children? I mean, what is your problem? You've destroyed our name forever. You've destroyed our uniform forever. You have taken one of the greatest countries, a glorious thing, an amazing past. We were the best, and you have absolutely drug us to the mud, and then you've got the nerve to sit around and say you're patriotic and we aren't. I remember that puppy video came out, and it got attention for some reason. We posted scores of videos of them killing dogs, killing cats, shooting them, torturing them, laughing. But forget that. Throwing hand grenades out in the middle of a sheep herder in a sheet, blowing them to bits. Sitting on the side of the road laughing, playing Elvis music, machine gunning families off the road as they fall out dead, laughing. And they'd go on the YouTube websites and they'd say, good, yeah, those sand niggers need to die. Sorry if you don't like that term, that's what the troops are saying. And you link on their handle on YouTube, you go back and it's a picture of them, they're in the military, they're back for a few months, and they're commenting on the videos about kill those niggers. You know, hell yeah, kill those kids. And then I say, this is wrong, man, these are human beings. Don't you understand, even if you're a selfish person, that if you allow evil like this to breed, it's going to turn around and bite you in the butt? What goes around comes around. You reap what you sow. You ever heard of it? And they just say, shut up, you bastard. Shut up, Alex Jones. Shut up, traitor. Shut up, you Arab-loving piece of garbage. Makes me sick. And anybody who's ever had dogs, and we love dogs in my family, and we got quite a few dogs. Except two of them just died in last year, so we're down to one. I got so many children, I'm not getting another dog for a while because I've got to take care of them. But the point is, I've grown up from the time I was born with dogs. And I know when you pick a puppy up by the scruff of the neck, he pulls his little legs in. And those bastards got up, CENTCOM, didn't even hide their links back to CENTCOM with their handles all over the web, and said we were liars and it wasn't a real dog. Called us traitors, called us enemies, called us Al-Qaeda when our own government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. In Serbia, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, everywhere. And you got up there and you said we were liars. You said, and see, we're so desensitized and so trained to see humans being beat up by the cops and tasered on the news and trained that image is okay, that people don't care about kids getting murdered, but our families being beaten to death or bullwhipped. They admit in 30-plus camps they just herd whole families in, stop at checkpoints and bullwhip them and beat them and babies crying, and they'll just take a gun and just blurp right up against the wall, splattering a father up against the wall, and there's photos of little kids crying, blood all over, and, just, and the Marines will start chanting, get some, get some, get some, right in front of the press corps, screaming, I want to kill more kids. That's been in the news. Blood, kids crying, you're celebrating that. You have become Jeffrey Dahmer telling me you're patriotic. You are enemy traitors to the Republic. And we won't get our country's name back till every one of you hangs high. And we're going to get you. You're going to hang high.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You did a bad, bad thing. Design corrupted you. It's called a corruption. The Romans wrote handbooks on how to do it. They first get you to take a little payoff. They first get you to cut the rules by just a little bit. And then once you've done a few little bad things, they've got you. You know, last night I met with some family late in the evening, and I'm not going to get into any details about it, and I learned some things that I didn't even know, and I'm not going to get into it much, about a family member who was in the military for more than, 17 years all over Europe. And they recruited him out of the Army and sent him to the CIA training school. And then they sent him to Chicago to do covert operations and do things that he, quote, wouldn't do. And so he quit and got out of it. Can you imagine what that was in the late 1970s? That was before the cocaine flood came into the nation. It was criminal, and he wouldn't do it. That's how long this has been going on. What do you think they do with the military? They take people who've been in the military many years and done all sorts of things, and then they bring them to the next level, and they told him, they said, you've got to go out and do this. This is your, quote, test, but it was real operations to see if you'll do really bad things. And he said no. But see, that's why Delta Force, when they have gone through all the physical training and they've gone through all the rigors of not sleeping for a week and the rest of it, and you know, they made it through all the special forces training before that from whatever discipline they were in the Navy or in the Army. They have them read Machiavelli's The Prince, which teaches the end justifies the means. Doing evil and doing horrible for a good end is okay. No, that's a lie. That's a corruption. And see, once the neocons got on air and defended Abu Ghraib, once they released the limited pictures and you mentally, not just the troops that went along with it, but people in the culture, the American people, once you had that tied to, quote, your conservative view of you're a pro-war Republican, once you psychologically agreed with what happened, and once Limbaugh got on air and said they're just, quote, having fun, blowing off some steam, once you mentally role-played and said, yeah, it's a good thing, once you watched 24, where they tortured people's children and tortured innocent people to get answers, and see, that's what the good guys do, they do what they've got to do, you mentally role-played Jeffrey Dahmer-type activities, then they had you. Once you would accept torturing people, once you would accept that it was over, you had made a deal with the devil. Now, I know most of our troops are great men and women, and they don't like what's happening, and they've spoken out against it. But the key cadres that like it, they then get recruited into special operations, into private mercenary armies, into covert operations. They're publicly being deployed with police departments around the country now. Everything we told you about a decade ago is happening. And we have giant murder teams, giant black ops squads, huge legions of carefully picked rotten apples out of the barrel that have been promoted and treated like prize racehorses. And they are now among us, huge death squads, individuals that have murdered men, women, and children, individuals that have sat off the sides of highways and shot families up for fun. It's been in the British papers, where in one case, it was in several papers, where in front of reporters they had a 50 caliber rifle. It was 5,000 yards away, a woman walking down a dirt road with a three-year-old holding her hand, and they placed bets on whether with one shot they could blow her head off, and they pulled the trigger. Never forget that article. That was in 2003. Her head explodes, and it described her falling back, and then back at base, the reporters were screaming at them and yelling, and the American and British reporters, and the Marines screamed and yelled, you can pull these articles up, and said, absolutely, I want to kill more people. I want to kill children. Well, my point is, you denied that was a real puppy. You denied all the animal murder videos were real, and now it's admitted. Associated Press, London Telegraph. We're going to cover this when we get back. Decide whose side you're on. You're either with the Republic in decency, or you're with the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715. Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Major behind-the-scenes developments with the governor's mansion fire. No doubt it's an inside job. What type of inside job is the question? Scaling two fences, motion detectors, scores of cameras, police having a building on the ground 50 yards away from the fire. And I've got all sorts of insiders telling me it's an inside job. And during the three-minute break, I got a bunch of other info. It's just crazy. The government is completely criminal. And the criminal mind is they can't stop committing crimes. They like them. They like being in danger. They like doing bad things. They like crossing barriers. I mean, they could have probably had their New World Order. But they just keep pushing harder and harder and harder. Now, getting back to what's happened in Iraq. Never before has a government in modern history, in hundreds of years, publicly admitted that they tortured. And, of course, all history shows that torture is only good for fake confessions and terror in the population. It is not good for information. It is not good to stop terror attacks or military attacks. All it is good for is making you the bad guy and making the, quote, enemy get the high ground and the moral high ground and win. So even if you're a neocon out there and hate Arabs and want to kill them and want to get them, you made a big mistake, even if you love this war, saying that the torture of men, women, and children and the murder of men, women, and children is a good thing. And you lie about the millions that are dead, over a million since the invasion, a million plus before that. You just constantly put out frauds and propaganda. And to all the neocon websites that attacked this show, said we were lying about the puppy, said it wasn't a real puppy, there are hundreds of videos, so many hundreds, I can't even look at them anymore. We'd made a big deal about it before, you know, knowing people don't care about humans, but we'd posted videos of them killing old men, killing women, shooting people, laughing, saying, watch me kill these bastards and shooting them. Again, video after video, scores of them. I've probably seen more than 25, 30 of where they like to just sit off a road or drive down a road on a major Baghdad highway or Basra highway, and they'll just shoot up a car driving down the highway full of a family. And the neocons go on the websites and say, oh, well, that they were running a checkpoint. That might have been al-Qaeda. No, they're laughing, saying, watch this, just shooting cars randomly with people falling dead out of Cadillacs, falling dead out of minivans, families, contractors, the troops doing it, video of them finding a car. It's got a few sticks of wood on top of it. They claim they might have stolen it. So they shoot the car up laughing, then run over it with a tank laughing. That's what you get when you loot. Just mindlessness. Just total psycho frothing orgies of death and destruction. Marine expelled. Another punished over puppy video. U.S. Marine suspended over puppy cruelty. Those are some of the headlines. Just Google Marine puppy and you'll get all the articles. Now, the military, within 2 days of this coming out, and they've got the guy's name, it's clearly their real uniforms, it was totally real. Anyone with discernment or knows the uniforms knows that. First they said, no, those aren't real Marines and it's a fake puppy. Then it turned out that it was the same guy in a photo on his own MySpace account. Turned out it was the real name. The higher-ups who actually encourage all of this but don't like them being caught, this bloodlust, this bloodthirst, this bloodthirstiness, said, okay, we're investigating, looks like he did it. Didn't matter. The Marine Corps said, looks like he did it, he's going to be disciplined. You still lied as neocons. In fact, pull up that Limbaugh clip about torturing, blowing off steam from 2 years ago. Pull that up. Please, thank you. Got to ask you during the break. And they denied that. And they said we were liars. And so we posted, I remember one story we posted had more than 50. I mean, it was link after link after link after link of a dog just walking, and they shoot it in the back, blow its back leg off. It's crying. They make fun of it and then kill it. I mean, just unbelievable stuff going on and making excuses about it. And the point is that it shows psychopathic tendencies. But again, nobody seemed to care about the humans in all these videos, so we'll talk about the dogs. And your denial. Let me read this article. A U.S. Marine has been expelled after he was filmed throwing a pup from a mountain into a ravine hundreds of feet below. The animal was heard yelping, but the neocon said that was fake, as it falls to its death. Lance Corporal David Mordori, the trooper in the video, also received an unspecified judicial punishment and has been separated from his comrades in the 1st Battalion, 3rd Marine Regiment. The incident took place in Iraq, and publication of the video on YouTube led to an outpouring of hate targeting Mortiori. A 2nd Marine, Sergeant Benez Inka Karnakon, was, it is thought to have been behind the video, has also been punished. That's mean, he says, as both men laugh. That's mean, Mortiori. And then it continues. The video was viewed tens of thousands of times before YouTube took it down because of a violation of site's terms of use. Let's stop right there. You can show people on YouTube drinking blood, and that's okay. But once it hit the news all over the world, they took it down at Pentagon's request that later came out, and then sort of denying it ever existed. Just total cover-up. Just total censorship by YouTube. It's shameful. The actions seen in the internet video are contrary to the high standards we expect of every Marine and will not be tolerated, a spokesman said. The vast majority of Marines conduct their duties with honor and compassion that makes American people proud. In a war in which tens of thousands have died and millions have suffered, the level of outrage about the fate of an animal dismayed Mitch Ruth, a politician from Mortuary's home state of Washington. Well, see, if you don't have humanity for animals, if you don't have compassion for them, you'll have no humanity. And unfortunate as the incident is, I still find it troublesome that there was far more outcry for this puppy than the fact that this Marine was sent to war in another country, he said. Now, it is real. It is a real dog. The Marine Corps admits it. Stop your lying. Stop your lying. Stop saying we're liars. Michelle Malkin, don't you know by defending this, you ruin your name forever? Don't you understand it's all coming out? It's all going to come out that 9/11's an inside job, that total psychopaths run our government? I mean, how do you call yourselves conservatives when there were hundreds of midnight visits by top gay porn stars at the White House? Whatever you think of that, the point is that sound like professional and normal? Does that sound and conservative? I mean, it is a decadent group of Nero-like nutcases that are running things who are on total power trips and are so decadent that they're getting off on all of this. There's nothing conservative about George Bush. There's nothing good about the Democrats. They're all bought by the same people. And I'm tired of hearing the blind lead the blind on talk radio about all these subjects. We're right about the North American Union and the Euro. We're right about the New World Order. We're right about the eugenics operations and the fluoride in the water and the mercury in the shots. And the feds have had to admit, and their own internal documents have been released since 2000 from the CDC, where they had top meetings admitting millions had been brain damaged, but that they couldn't take it out because that would admit guilt. I mean, we had their own CDC minutes that Congressman Dan Burton had to get a judicial order and send congressional investigators in to seize the material. That's what the branches of government are supposed to do, is fight with each other to keep tyranny at bay. That's all I'm doing. I'm here saying the shots are going to brain damage you. That's all I'm here doing, saying sodium fluoride hurts you. Killing animals, killing children who are innocent is wrong. I'm not the radical here. I'm sane, and I'm freaked out by what's going on. We are all in grave danger. Black, white, old, young, Marine, Army, FBI agents, police, all of you. You understand when you've got an elite that are openly admitting they're torturing people? We've got a problem. You understand they got you into a left-right paradigm, got you to say you'd do anything the Republicans said because you were going to defend the party instead of the Constitution Bill of Rights. And then by degree, they corrupted you with test, and you accepted each test. That's what dictators do. They have systems of doing that, of preparing a public to accept it. I'm begging all of you out there to have some basic humanity. I know you hate the Democrats, but you need to hate Rush Limbaugh just as much because they're all part of the same team. They distract you by debating a false left-right system when both sides are owned by the same people. Come to the realization. Demand real change, not fake Obama change. Stop letting them take you for one more ride. It hurts me to hear how dumbed down the public is, how ill-informed, how unknowledgeable about basic facts you are. The Nazis, the Soviets, the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, Fidel Castro, they didn't even admit to torture. They did it in secret dungeons. We have gone further than any modern society has ever gone into evil. And then I look at how the government lies. They just constantly lie about everything, and the government just does whatever it wants for the private corporate interests that control it. And they're bringing in global carbon taxes to regulate every facet of your life. They say you'll have monthly visits by environmental social workers in your home and business and life, tracking on ID cards with carbon credits how much you eat, how much you travel, what you do, surveilling you. I read corporate documents 12 years ago that they were going to give you a fake flat tax and keep the income tax. So don't tell me you're for a flat tax, because I know the plan to introduce another tax. They're not getting rid of the income. I know all this. I don't think it. It isn't my opinion. I just want to reach more people. And that's why I thank you, the listeners, for spreading the word about the websites, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's why InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com. That's why I thank all of you who get the videos and the books and make copies of them and get them out to people and the folks that spread the videos around. But we've all got to redouble and retriple our efforts. I've got to do a more focused, good job of exposing what's happening, or it's going to get worse and worse. Things don't get stagnant. They don't either, you know, they either get worse or they get better. It doesn't stay in one spot. And right now, we're on the fast slope straight to Hades. I mean, we are going downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Because we've got a decadent, aggressive, control freak elite that are bored. They want to see burning cities. They want to see nukes get off. They want to release bird flu. They want to do all these horrible things. These are sickos. Why did Jeffrey Dahmer grab young men and torture them to death and do all this to them? Because he was sick. That's what he was into. He liked to torture animals as a child. Why did Hitler do what he did? Why did Vlad the Impaler sit there and impale tens of thousands of people on big stakes as they rotted? They like it. They want power. They want control. They want to push the envelope. They're explorers of evil. They delve into greater darkness. They invent new wickedness. Inventors of evil. Why did the scorpion? You ever heard the story of the scorpion and the toad? Scorpion comes over to a toad and he says, "Will you give me a ride across your back, swim across the river? And the toad says, "Well, you're a scorpion. You'll sting me." And he said, "No, I won't. I'll be nice." And they get over almost to the other side, and the scorpion stings him, and the toad's laying there dying. And he said, Why'd you sting me?" "Because I'm a scorpion." That's like asking why, if you stick your hand down in a rattlesnake's face, why it's going to bite you. It's a rattlesnake. And they've got you all juiced up and on a power trip, and the public's degenerating too, so in a case it really is kind of a war for the police. Not a good job, a thankless job. I'm not saying it's not tough. I'm not saying a lot of you aren't great men and women. But bottom line, you're being directed by evil, and you're incrementally being trained to be the oppressors of the people, and all you're doing is helping destroy your birthright and your children's birthright. Play Rush Limbaugh defending the torture.
"Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked..."
Exactly! Exactly my point! This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we're going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
And they were talking about Abu Ghraib, where hundreds have been beaten to death, where at that one camp alone, hundreds of admitted rapes, the army admits, and there's 30-plus similar camps. Just huge factories of torture and evil. And then those military are coming back, and the majority of new police officers come from their ranks. They have been 2, 3, 4, 5 tours. They are emotionally wrecked, even if they still have a soul. They are completely out of their minds. One tour fries you in real combat, much less torture. You know the psychology? Do you know what this means? Do you know what it means that the world knows? It may not be in a lot of our news, but the world knows that children were raped. Under orders. We don't mean some side issue like you always hear about the Marines or the Army. There's also a lot of denial. I always get emails going, "You bastard, I'd love to get you. How dare you say that Marines have ever raped anybody? One of our Marines has never raped anyone." There's Marine Corps and Army cases where they'll rape a 12-year-old girl out in the street, blow her head off. like she was just an animal, like she was just there like a candy bar. They just ate and then threw the wrapper away her whole life. And then they figured out the family might think something or do something. So there's been multiple cases of this exact same scenario. So they just go by the house and kill everybody inside. Chase down toddlers, shoot them in the back. Take young children, throw them into the fast-moving waters, five-year-olds into the Tigris Euphrates, laughing at them. In fact, John, I sent you months ago a bunch of different videos where they're doing these demonic... You know, when I make that sound, I'm making the sound they make. I forget the title of it. Can you dig up that psychopathic Marine and the Army guy where they're going... Beat them, get them. Do you have that? Dig it up. Thank you. It's about a five-minute clip, that particular one. There's a bunch of them, but you'll hear the same sound. I mean, I have to really get fired up to even make the noise. It's like... You see, when you let evil grow, that spreads. That becomes the spirit of the nation. And suddenly that's happening to you. Suddenly your children are being pulled away from you and put in trucks. You're being tasered, hog-tied. Guys are over you going...
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
This is a war story. A war long forgotten, but at the time quite important. The War of 1812 and the Battle of New Orleans. Americans were facing the finest, most disciplined soldiers of the British Empire, known as the Wellington Regulars, headed by British General Pakenham. 8,000 well-trained, disciplined troops in all, against about 4,000 volunteers that the British called Dirty Shirts, headed by famed General Jackson. The British had heavy armor, artillery, and numeric advantage, but the American Dirty Shirts had a plan, a tactic. A tactic the British were not expecting and had not encountered in Europe. A deadly dead-eye tactic, thanks to some Kentucky riflemen. It worked, and when the smoke cleared, the cannons cooled, and the dead and the wounded were counted, there were 1,971 British casualties, and, get this, only 7 American losses and 6 wounded. What was the tactic? The tactic they had never encountered before, and what did General Jackson say God gave him in way of a premonition just before the battle? Go to AnotherUntoldStory.com to be told. It's quite a story. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
ass, you little die.
Welcome to your world. They're all around you. The New World Order is a protection grid for psychopaths to have a wonderland of murder and enslavement and drug dealing and raping and killing. The good Marines, the good Army soldiers, they're kept in combat, they're shuffled back, they're injected with deadly vaccines. But a thoroughbred, like you're hearing, he's going to be a police officer. Once you become evil, ladies and gentlemen, once a nation goes bad, it spreads like a virus. That's what basically we talk about, spirit. Like a pep rally is a spirit, you know, a spirit of winning the football game. Well, they're spirits of evil. And you can call it radio waves, the mind broadcast. You know, I can go before a crowd and tell if it's a hot crowd, a cold crowd, an angry crowd. You can feel it. You can smell it. And you see the police now in major cities, other places, random checkpoints. They all act vicious. They boss the public around. It's this spirit coming to the fore. Go ahead and roll it.
Yes. 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 No, please, don't hurt me. Right? You little shoot in the ass. You little die.
And there are countless videos. This is a bunch of children walking down the street, and the troops are grabbing them, beating them savagely. And on the websites, when you see these videos, you'll see troops going, yeah, it's good. Kill them. Those little bastards throwing rocks at our tanks. Yeah. Yeah, good. Yeah, our people are under stress. You know what? Our forefathers were under stress, and George Washington had people hung for doing things one-tenth. That's right. George Washington had them hung. And you can go read his speeches before the troops. He said, we are not going to sink to the level of the Redcoats. He said, we are going to have the moral high ground. We lose that, we lose God on our side, and we lose our name. Now, you will be hung tomorrow at sunrise. Some of them were killed by firing squad as well. Let me tell you, 100 years ago in this country, somebody saw something like that, that person would be in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And it wasn't because the men were wimps. It wasn't because the colonels and generals and captains and majors were wimps. It was because they knew that real warriors don't act like that and behave like that. And they know that once you become that, you become weak. And everybody begins to hate you. Even for your stinking mission, which you think is to save the Iraqis and bring democracy, it's to dehumanize them and commit genocide on them and break the country in three parts and deindustrialize it. That's the stated Pentagon plan. So don't you dare sit there and tell me it's something else. We got a bunch of sicko psychopaths running the military now. They've stolen $4 trillion out of the reserve funds and pensions. That's admitted. Associated Press, but never on the news. And $3 trillion gone into a black hole. See, the $60 billion they paid you guys out in cash to be mercenaries, that was to compromise you and begin your journey towards the dark side. You have been seduced by pure evil. I'm going to come back, play some Dennis Kucinich clips dealing with the impeachment. Take your phone calls. We got big guests coming up. Stay with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.